Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio family, hello, good morning, and welcome another weekend edition of Community Focus. The weekend's back, and so is the public affairs show that gets the word out and talks about good people doing good things in our communities. You know, since our initial meeting, the very first chance I had to meet this very special young lady, she's been doing her thing since day one. As far as giving us the financial knowledge that we need, whether it's trying to better our credit, whether it is finding those hidden gems, if you will, in terms of scholarship money for our children, just ways in which we can better ourselves financially and in which we're in control of our money and not the other way around, where our money controls us.
Right.
And of course, she still remains the doctor of finance. So it is so wonderful to finally, Andrea Johnson, get to talk to you in 2020. First of all, good morning, my friend, and welcome back to Community Focus.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. You are looking marvelous.
Well, thank you. You too, darling.
Thank you. The new year so far has been very good to you.
Yes. Well, praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And so glad to have you back, Andrea. As I just mentioned, just some of the things that you have really continued to do to benefit us as a community. And I really do appreciate that. And that's really a great stepping stone to beginning our conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, starting with what types of things have you been up to, not only in your business, but equally so in the community?
Ooh, let's see. Since the last time,
where do we
start? You know, I think the last time I was here, I was, I started my nonprofit. I think we had done the book giveaway.
Right, exactly. And this was at your
Thomasville High School, which is my alma mater.
That's right.
Where I'm from. And since that time, we've received some additional funding for my nonprofit Bridge, so that it allowed me to expand the services that I was offering.
Excellent.
So I was able to provide additional financial literacy workshops to the students at Thomasville High School, provide them with my books.
Yeah.
I was also able to expand to my alma mater, North Carolina, my other alma mater, North Carolina A&T, State University Aggie Pride.
Yes.
Was able to get some funds through Truliant to be able to provide financial literacy resources. So in terms of providing workshops on credit, budgeting, how to find thousands in scholarships for students there as well, so they get copies of my books, the trainings. And so that just allowed me to be able to do that. So I have like a couple more workshops left on that grant. And then I'm expanding to be able to start offering those services, also replicating those services at Winston-Salem State. We received some unexpected funding to be able to do that. So looking at working out that partnership.
Very good.
And then continuing to collaborate like with the community colleges, the small business centers, Piedmont Business Capital here in Greensboro that lends money to new and existing business owners. So still educating people about that. So
excellent.
I think that's about the gist of it. But in the community, continuing to educate. So
wonderful.
Continuing to look for those resources to be able to expand.
Absolutely. So just like I said, 2020 has been good to you thus far. And again, to truly, Andrea, just say thank you for what it is that you do. And of course, I think one thing that you didn't mention about yourself were all the videos.
Oh, yeah.
On social media that people can check you out you continue to give that same great financial advice.
And, you know, it's funny. I take that for granted because that's just part of my marketing. So that's my everyday grind. You know, that's
part
of the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't really see that. They'll say, see you out there doing your thing. But your thing means you got to keep making that noise, keep educating
people.
So that you can even get to these opportunities.
Exactly.
You know, people just don't beat down your door just because you're knowledgeable.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Being in business, having to do those things behind the scenes, having to practice what I preach around managing my own money, whether the money's flowing or not.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, but yeah.
And that's the great thing about you too, Andrea, is that a lot of what you teach us as members of the community, you know, whether we are college students or we're beyond the college years and we're into the throes of adulthood, raising families of our own, trying to find ways in which we can take that knowledge and pass on to our kids. The wonderful thing I've always appreciated about you is that you do give us those real life personal experiences. So you know exactly when we're struggling financially. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. On Struggle Street.
Yeah.
That's right. But that doesn't mean we have to always remain on that street.
That's right.
So it's fantastic that you continue to do what you do. Now, speaking of common mistakes, let's start with something likely that, let's just say, couples, for example, make when managing their personal finances and credit. Speaking of family and spouses and significant others.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we know that, or research shows that the number one reason why people get divorced is because of finances.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times people forget that we're individuals before we're anything. You will always still be an individual, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're married, you still have to understand your values and beliefs around money. You also need to understand that you still have your personal credit. Sometimes people don't know that. And so unless you've purchased something jointly or borrowed to get money for something jointly, that's the only way it's going to, or you co-sign for somebody, that's the only way it's going to end up on both of your reports.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you still have your, you know, you still have your separate credit reports, even if you're is something jointly, because it's going to show up on both. So couples need to maintain both of their, you know, their credit. They still have an individual credit score.
Right.
And so, and just understanding people's language, communicating who's the spender, who's the saver.
Right.
And usually when you ask people those things, they can tell you that automatically. And just learning how to set those goals, you know, to compromise, because just because you may disagree on something doesn't mean that you can't ever do
it.
So were some of the things. Yeah. Just continuing to work on yourself, your personal finances and behaviors, but bring those things to the table and don't be afraid to talk about it.
Absolutely. It's really good to have those conversations. Speaking of personal, and you just mentioned a very interesting word, cosign. What's your personal take on that? And based on that,
say don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because here's the thing about cosigning. And that person that may ask you may not be a bad person.
Right.
In some cases, it's been children.
Yeah.
You know, but with co-signing, I've heard people say, well, yeah, I co-signed, but they knew they were going to have to take up that was their responsibility. That's not how the game works. Legally, when you co-sign for somebody, you become responsible as well as the other person. So I tell people now, if you're going to co-sign, you might as well understand, you need to make up in your mind that you're going to be responsible for their debt if they don't pay it.
Exactly.
So anything could happen. Maybe that person started off paying you really well, but what happens if they lose their job?
Right.
What happens if they pass away?
True.
I saw a story like that on Susie Orman many years ago, where this woman co-signed for her friend a student loan.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away.
Wow.
She stuck with the bill. So my thing is, nah, don't do it. You're in love. I've heard, I know of cases where people in love and they're getting ready to get married.
Yeah.
But they're not married, and sometimes they broke up and they either co-signed or entered into something jointly.
Exactly.
So
even though the relationship is long over,
that
responsibility is still there. Exactly.
Yeah. And even in divorce, which people need to understand that too. They'll say, well, that was his debt. I took it out. You know, he took it out or she took it out. But if y'all signed together, it's your responsibility. So you have to maintain your credit before, during, after.
After.
So yeah, instead of co-signing, you know, it doesn't take forever to build your credit.
So
while you're, you know, being involved in scams or trying to co-sign, and if it's not, unless it's like an emergency, still, I just don't, you know, outside like parents for children, if it's a, you know, that situation, my mom co-signed for me a car back in the day in my late teens, but I was responsible. I paid because I didn't have, you know, really any credit at that time. And income. So, but I didn't mess up her credit either.
Good. And that's the key, too. Is that when we look at the responsibility that's behind it, you know, we've got to really look at the other person too. So it kind of is a two-way street, so to speak.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you one more question before I can't believe how fast time goes by in the first half of the show. Now, speaking of other common mistakes, let's go from couples to us as single people and the mistakes we make when managing our personal finances and credit.
Well, I'm just going to just be real, real about
just
this.
Just put it on the table.
A partner should not be a solution to your financial problems. Mm-hmm. I get real nervous when I sit down with single people and they'll say, well, my boyfriend is paying for half of this. Okay, it's wonderful that they're contributing, but here's the thing. He or she who holds all the money holds the power, even if they don't abuse it. Let me put it like that. Right. So I'll tell young ladies, when that happens, look, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but what happens if he gets mad with you?
Right.
If he's, I've had people say, well, they're supporting me while I'm in school, this and that, but what happens? You get mad. Mm-hmm. You know, you really are stuck in that situation. So don't use that person as a financial plan or waiting to get married for the financial plan or waiting to sometimes, especially women, sometimes I haven't done this as far as home ownership, right. But we'll wait to do certain things. I'm going to wait till I get somebody. I'm going to wait till I get a home. I'm going to wait to do this. If I'd have waited for all that, I wouldn't have nothing. Right. I mean, you know,
very true, right.
You know, manage your finances well beforehand. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask those questions during, because you might lose a mate if they're not comfortable with talking to you about credit. Because I tell people, it's not about me judging you, but I need to understand. Mm-hmm. And if they don't like that or they take issue with it, then that's on them. Because that's part of being a responsible adult. Exactly. Just because you have bad credit doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Right.
Because again, you can clean up your credit, but you can't clean up character. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
and thank you so much for that. We're off to a beautiful start. I'm glad we have a part two, because you know I got a lot more I want to discuss with you, and I always enjoy our great conversations. So it's good to have you back in the 2020, my friend. So family, welcome back to Community Focus. And thank you, Radio Family, for coming back each and every Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations to hear indeed about good people such as Dr. Andrea Johnson, who is, by the way, Andrea, of course, you are still with A&J Consulting Services. And we're going to talk with you more on finances and just other financial issues. In fact, when we come back from break, Andrea, here's the question you can ponder over.
Okay.
While we chat off air. What types of credit repair scams are out there? So we want to get people very familiar with that.
Okay.
And a whole lot more when we do return with a weekend edition of Community Focus. And that we will do right after this. It's more the weekend edition of Community Focus. Welcoming those of you, Radio Family, thank you so much for joining us here in our intercom stations. Our public affairs show, we talk about good people doing great things in our communities. Definitely the case with Andrea Johnson, A&J Consulting Services. We're talking about not only personal finances and credit, Andrea, but I left you with the question before the break. What types of credit repair scams exist? What's out there that we need to be aware of so those scams don't take our money?
Yeah, and people love them scams because it don't require them to do any work.
Exactly.
So one of the things is having a CPN number, which is has been referred to as a credit privacy number, credit protection number, and they resemble Social Security numbers. And that's because they are the stolen Social Security number from deceased children. This comes not from me, but from the Federal Trade Commission. And so if you are caught using a CPN number, you could face fines as well as prison time.
Right.
And so it's just not worth it. You know, it doesn't take forever, as I mentioned, to clean, to fix you. I hate to use the word clean up and fix, but to get your credit on track, because there are things you can do step by step to get back on track, and really all of your finances, not just your credit. So the CPN number is one. I've seen people on Instagram where they have actually tagged me in some things, and I just went off being a couple of other folks where they say, get a CPN number for $125. And just because you see me talking about credit does not mean I condone those scams.
Right.
And so I've had people to say, but what's so bad about it? Again, it's fraud. I mean, I don't know what part of fraud.
But you don't understand.
But nonetheless.
Exactly.
So that one, and just people guaranteeing you things, you run from that. So I don't even guarantee anything in my services. So whether that's the scholarship services I provide, helping people with their credit and finances, this will not guarantee your scholarship. This will not guarantee you get a loan. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I'm here to guide you through a process. So don't be lazy. And I hate to use the word, but some people, it's just what it is. They don't want to be bothered with the process.
Exactly.
But if you want to get your finances on track and maintain them, you have to understand how money and credit works.
Absolutely.
Just like with my clients.
And that's the key word, is that we have to do our part to make it work. We just can't dump it in your lap and expect you to take care of something that requires a situation that needs to be rectified on our end.
There you
because
go.
This is our financial situation.
Yeah.
You're there, like you said, as a guide to give us the necessary information and really the tools that are needed to find those solutions to any financial setbacks or problems that we have. But you're right. Unfortunately, there are people that kind of look at us, look at someone like yourself as a crutch. And it's like, well, Andrea can do this, so I'll let her do all the work. Yeah. But the bottom line is you can do but so much.
That's it.
The rest is ultimately left up to us and what we are willing to do on our part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other scams?
Well, there's one more. So I want people to listen to this carefully, because when I say this, they'll start to run with it and don't hear all of what I say.
Right.
So using an EIN number, an employee identification number for business, should only be used for business purposes.
Okay.
Again, it is not an EIN number. It's not illegal. But you use it to report information to the Social Security Administration, the IRS, and then with certain contracts and different things like that, or if you're getting securing some funding for your business or what have you.
Right.
But when you start using an EIN number to throw yourself a personal party, you know, for personal things. I mean, people get that when they try to question me about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That becomes fraudulent.
Okay.
And, you know, so you have to, well, yeah, just, yeah, you shouldn't do
it. It's just very important to know that these are the things, that will, that you can try it if you want.
Yeah,
but trust me, there will be repercussions.
Yeah, because you never know. Because in the thing of it, is it, so maybe, you know, nobody, I'll say it like this. Mm-hmm. You know, there are government rules, and even if they never track you down, you never know who's out here in the streets that will, you know, drop a dime on you. So my thing is, do everything to the best of your ability and just know your rules and everything. And then what you don't know, you need to get some help for.
Good point. Good point. Now, you talked about the credit repair scams. We mentioned earlier the help that you provide to a lot of our students.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have a number that listen to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Let's talk about those student loan scams, because there are quite a number of those out there, I'm sure.
A lot of scams. One of the main ones is these companies that will call you and say, we can pay off your student loans for $800 to $1,000.
Wow.
As I say often, if that's all it cost me to get rid of all mine, I'd have paid them off a long time ago.
Thank you. Exactly.
Took some refund checks and paid off.
Right.
But, that's just not the case. And you send a company money, either that kind of company money, either they're going to disappear with your money, or if you enter into agreement where you may end up owing more than you did before.
Right, right.
The other thing is understanding that, so there are some companies out here which is quote unquote not illegal, but I'm going to say it's a fine line. So there are companies out there where they'll say, pay us $100, $80 a month or something else a month for us to complete your paperwork and make sure you qualify for student loan forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you have federal loans through the government, then there are different income-based repayment plans. There are some forgiveness programs out there, but you can get those forms for free from them.
Okay.
So the person, that company cannot, does not have the power to say whether or not they can get you forgiveness. So like, for example, I've had clients where, and have clients where they understand that they can get that for free, get that information for free, but the process of dealing with the student loan people can get frustrating.
Right.
You never know who you're going to get on the phone.
True.
And so they give me permission to navigate and, you know, navigate. There's a difference between just saying pay me every month. Because why would you pay somebody something monthly for a piece of paperwork you do once
a year?
Now, I tell people, you won't pay me for that, fine. Then, but here's the thing. We're gonna, you can pay me for the paperwork, me to explain to you this, you know, these things so you understand. But I know people that will give, and my thing is, if you're going to just give that kind of money away, you need to give it to me so I can invest in yourself, give it to me so I can help you get your finances on track. So people will spend thousands of dollars to for convenience, and they still right back where they are. So just, you don't have to do that, you know, and you got to be careful. And also, there are different rules for private lenders versus the government.
Right.
So the rules around government loans and, you know, doing your paperwork can be totally different from private lenders.
Right.
And so it's about understanding, even understanding consolidation, you know, which means, you know, okay, I'm going to take all my loans, you know, and maybe combine them if you have several, or even if you're refinancing them.
Exactly.
People don't understand when you're refinancing that your date starts all over again. Mm-hmm. So let's say you've been paying on the loan 20 years. Mm-hmm. Well, the day becomes day one of your new loan.
Right.
And then understanding if you consolidate, you combine loans, you may be gaining in one area of your payment will be lower, but right. you may be losing a you may lose a lower interest rate. So you got to understand all those things. But exactly. when in doubt, call your lender directly. Do not talk to these other companies. Don't do it.
Excellent point. The weekend edition of Community Focus heard here on our intercom stations, Saturday and Sunday mornings. Great information with the Doctor of Finance, Dr. Andrea N. Johnson, joins me, Renee Vaughn. So great information about sharing those scams that are out there, Andrea. Of course, the next question is when we talk about scholarships, typically we associate it with students, you know, our children that are in school, but actually there are scholarships available for us who are non-traditional students, aka adults.
Yeah, you go.
Especially for a lot of us who may have been or have taken a hiatus from schooling to raise a family. Mm-hmm. And now is the time as they become maybe empty nesters or they're at a point in their life that maybe they have retired from full-time employment, but they want to get back into furthering their education.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to know that those scholarships are out there for folks like us who fit those particular scenarios.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's a common misconception that there are scholarships only for, like, high school students. There are scholarships whether you're 13 or 113. There are those traditional sources where they vary by major, GPA, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But there are those where it's an open pool where they don't care about any of those things.
Wow.
And so I see those all the time. The challenge is you got to set aside time to go after them again.
Exactly.
I'm not a miracle worker.
And that's the beautiful thing that I love about you, Andrea, is that, and we've talked about this before, because I always remember that one time you share that there's even scholarships for those depending upon which hand you write with. If you write a left-handed, there's a scholarship for that.
Yeah, so that would be everybody if you got hands.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I saw one where it says left-handed, right-handed, or I was like, but that would be anybody with hands.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there are all kinds. There are kinds out there if you have certain medical conditions, if you... your parents work in a certain place or you work in a certain industry.
Yeah.
If your certain name, I saw one was Vonderhook or something. Your last name was something. I mean, if you're extremely tall.
You're right. I have seen those where if you have a unique or different last name, there is a scholarship for that.
Yeah. So it's out there.
Yeah.
But the biggest challenge I've seen with people is, you got to take out time. So people will ask me too. So if I pay you this, you can guarantee me, I'm not going to do it. I don't care. I'm a business person. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to mislead you. And so unless somebody's going to write a check from you and you know that check is good to you, there are no guarantees. You got to put in the work.
Right. Exactly. And we just talked about that in the first half of the program is what we have to do on our end. But like you said, the fact that they're out there.
They are. It's thousands upon thousands of dollars. It's a lot of money out there for everybody.
There you go. So the next obvious question, Andrea, now that we know those scholarships are available for adults, what's the best time to start applying for scholarships?
So you want to at least start a year in advance of when you need the monies.
Okay.
Does that happen? Not a lot. But like if you're a high school senior, then you need to start no later than the summer before you start your senior year. But you can start as early as middle school.
Okay.
But people will contact me in July and school's getting ready to start in August again. I don't work miracles and I'm not trying to because you have to allow yourself time and then you get nervous, you know.
Exactly.
So I've seen this happen with clients. You know, we start working on it. You know, I need some money in 3 months. I can't guarantee you that, but there's still some money there. You got to, you know, you got to really work hard. And even still, it's no guarantee. I'm here to help you increase your chances. So give yourself enough time. But at the very least, and this is whether it's graduate students, undergraduate students, current college students. Or you're returning to school. So let's say, like, I call the scholarships wave. So we got the next wave. We're in the spring now.
Right.
So there are still thousands of dollars in opportunities, but there are many that have already passed. So when people say, when do I need to get started? My child or whoever, I'm starting school in August. Yesterday. You need to start yesterday.
Right.
So then today, there's still monies out there.
Right.
But you need to start immediately to try to take advantage of those things.
And Andrea, I don't think I've ever asked you this before, but in relation to that, what about those that go to, let's say, summer school?
Mm-hmm.
Does that also, can that similar situation apply?
So it depends on, the one thing with scholarships is they're going to tell you what they're going to pay for and what they don't. So that's the beautiful part about it. So when you're looking at these different scholarships, because the ones where they don't care how you use it. So some scholarships, they're going to tell you they're going to pay you directly. Then there are some they're going to say they're going to pay the school directly. Like even through our nonprofit Bridge, we have a scholarship we give every year. And so, but our stipulation is we need to see your transcripts and make sure you finish. Then I cut the check at the beginning of the next year and send it directly to the school. So every organization has their rules around it. If some of them will say do what you want to with it, we're going to send it to you. So that's the sort of the answer, because people say, well, what about this scholarship? How they do them? It's not a one size fits all, because everybody has their rules. So there are some that don't care how you do what you do.
Exactly. Well, let's shift gears a little bit. How can people learn more about A&J Consulting Services?
Okay, so of course, you mentioned, well, let me start out with the simplest thing, the phone number. And so you can reach me at area code 336-476-4710, 4710, so 336-476-4710. That is a landline. So, but your texters, I need to start saying this, I guess. Don't text the landline. That's, you know, my business number. But if you are a texter and you just need to text me, that's okay. My cell is 336-847-5775. So that's how you can reach me via text message. I am, my website, www.AJConsultingServices.com
One word.
And then, AJConsultingServices.com. You see my picture on the site? I'm also, where else am I? I'm on Instagram at Dr. Finance. I'm on Twitter at A&J Consulting. I'm on LinkedIn, Andrea N. Johnson, PhD. I'm on Facebook at A&J Consulting Services. So you can reach me if you're out there, or if you want to email me. Email me at Andrea J, that's A-N-D-R-E-A, J like Johnson, at A&J Consulting Services.com. Did I cover all the different ways you can find me?
You dotted your I's and crossed your T's beautifully. You've got everything well covered.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. And what's also exciting about having you here on the program this morning, Andrea, is that you got an upcoming workshop. Let's chat about that.
So I'm going to be hosting an upcoming workshop in Thomasville on March the 7th, starting at 10:30. It's a retreat. So funny enough, we talked about couples. It is a couple retreat. I am joining forces with coaches Antonio and Carla McCoy. They have begun hosting couples retreats. And so I've had the pleasure to go and talk about that financial piece. And so, you know, a lot of, I mean, we know we need financial help. And sometimes just talking about leading in with finances, people are like, yeah, I know it, but I ain't coming. But when you put the relationship piece with it. So I told Coach Antonio, I was like, we need to just go ahead and, you know, again, this is a way for us to still help people. But so it's a couples retreat on March the 7th. So Coach Antonio and Coach Carla will be talking with the couples about being intentional in 2020, you know, reaching your goals as a couple. What are your communication styles, your challenges? I'm not going to give it all away. But those kinds of things, because even though you may have financial issues, you won't be able to even get to that if you can't get to these other pieces. And so, and then I'll be talking about the financial piece with them so that they can learn to get on track. So they will leave with those tools that they need, not just as a couple, but that will help their entire family. And so,
Because when I think about couples, Andrea, I think about either those who are newly married. So you got your newlyweds that can be invited, couples who have been together for periods of time, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years, you know, there's still the importance of, no pun intended, bridging the gap.
But that's so true. And, you know, it's funny.
With finances,
because you can be with somebody for years and still learn something. So I'm telling you, it never fails, whether I'm sitting with a family, a parent, a child, or a husband and a wife. And I'll, so let's say with the couples, I'll say, give an example. I was like, okay, do y'all know about authorized users? Just giving a recent example. The husband said, yeah. And the wife was like,
No, never heard of
it. And then when you start talking some more, they'll say, well, I didn't know you thought like that, you didn't. So again, I'm not here to be a psychologist or anything. Right. My background is sociology, so you know, I understand groups and interactions.
Exactly.
But just to have somebody in there, right. So again, they're going to get those different pieces and walk away with those tools.
That's true.
So if they want to register, if they want to know more about the event and register for it on March the 7th, because pre-registration is required, they can either text me again if they're a texter at the 336-847-5775, and I can just text them the flyer, and then it has both my numbers and Coach Antonio and Carla's number on there.
Nice.
And then that way we can give them more information. Or if they're on my website, just go to my events page.
Okay.
Because the flyer is there and the registration button is there. And so either way they can learn more about it. But and it includes lunch and some other things. So
very good. And again, getting back to what we touched on earlier in our conversation, Andrea, is the importance of finance and how it relates to couples.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you mentioned, one of the leading causes of divorce with many couples is usually on that financial end or that financial piece. I think this is a brilliant idea for individuals to invite their spouse or significant other to come to an event like this that really benefits both sides.
That's right.
You know, because like you said, you may have one individual that is super great with the finances. The other, maybe not so much, but with this particular workshop, they have that equal knowledge. So it's like they're going there on equal keel and really walking away with some great information they take back to their individual homes, perhaps even their places of business, because you actually have some couples that may be in that situation
where
they're entrepreneurs and have their business.
Oh, that's a whole other workshop. Yes. I'm telling you, that's because that's a different kind of.
Right.
Because your money is definitely different and irregular.
Exactly. Exactly. But so, that's fantastic that this workshop is going to happen on March the 7th. Now, one last question. I tell you, time always flies. Mama, when we're having fun and good conversation, share with us what other services through A&J Consulting are available to help one improve their financial life.
All right. So we have the credit services, which we've talked about.
Right.
We have the college planning services, which includes helping people locate scholarships.
Right.
Also, if you got that debt, managing that student loan debt properly.
Yes.
I even have those services for entrepreneurs as well, because when I'm working with someone, usually we got all that stuff wrapped into one.
Right.
I may have somebody that has student loan debt on their way back to college, an entrepreneur or trying to start a business.
Exactly.
And so I have those, all of those services are available, whether you're an individual or entrepreneur. And I also help people with startups for nonprofits and for profits. So they may say, well, what does that have to do with budgeting? Well, everything.
Yeah.
So laying that foundation, making sure is your personal budget. Like recently I was having a conversation with some potential aspiring business owners. Mm-hmm. And then one was a business owner. Do you have a personal budget? They was like, no. I was like, yeah, because so many people are busy running the business, they can't handle the business of the business. And she was like, that is so true. And so they're like, no, I don't have a. So if you don't have a personal budget and you don't have a budget for your business, you just flying by the seat of your pants. Mm-hmm. And even people that I see that make thousands upon thousands of dollars a month are in situations where they can't get anything on credit or anything.
Wow.
Because, like I said, those cycles are going to come. And God knows I've been through those cycles.
Yeah.
And having to still manage, you know, and have a disciplined lifestyle.
Exactly.
And be intentional and know how to plan. So So all of those services, I offer individual consulting. I have short-term, long-term packages, you know, people that. And my thing is not to have you to hold on to me forever unless you just want to, but to be able to empower you and equip you.
Well, exactly.
Somebody told me once they didn't want to be empowered in their finances. So equip you then.
Okay.
I mean, empowered is poor, but hey. But equip you with the skill set to be able to, because those are different components when you are in business and you're trying to handle your life, your family, your money. And and it's a bigger challenge, I think, when you have less money, because I'm trying to make sure.
Right, right. And it's it can be a juggling
Those are the different services. I also have I forgot about this. So I also have online, self-paced online, a credit course, a scholarship course. I have webinars, free and paid webinars on scholarships, how to find thousands on scholarships, how to manage your student loan debt, how to improve your credit scores. I have several books that I've written on those topics as well, on how to start for-profit, nonprofit businesses. social entrepreneurship, scholarships, etc. So I think that's, so again, when people say, well, I don't have any money, well, go check out one of my free webinars. I mean, it's something for everybody.
Exactly.
If you need a little bit more, go get a book. You can get an ebook or a paperback. You need more than that, then you can choose one of my services. And even inside my self-paced courses and even in my webinars, I offer maybe you need a consulting time, some consulting time.
Right.
And it's at the lower rate it would be if you were hiring me for something different. So really, when I tell you it's, I have something for everybody.
Yeah. You are true to that mantra.
Yeah,
absolutely. And of course, all the great workshops, just so many things that people will find when they get to know you. And even those, like you said, Andrea, you guide them along and they're able to go off and continue to do well on their own. It's nice that they likely still stay in contact with you, kind of as a follow through to say, well, let me tell you what's been, you know, happened the last 6 months to a year, thanks to the guidance that you have provided. Well, just thank you, Mama, for all the good things that you do. Anything I didn't cover that you want to mention?
There is one. We talked about these services.
Yes.
I do want people to know that my goal is to take the issue of money off the table of not being able to afford something. So with any of the services that I offer, any of the events, if there is somebody that says, you know what, well, I don't know any couples that could use that, or I don't need that, and you want to sponsor somebody, or if it's not this event, but you want somebody to, you know, people ask me to come some of everywhere. So the bottom line is, if you would like a training, workshops, books, services, but you just don't have the budget because some organizations don't. I understand. I understand that. Then if you got people that love you, donors for your organization, individuals,
that's a great way to.
Then I do offer sponsorship opportunities through Bridge. So Bridge and A&J Consulting Services, I leverage those pieces.
Together.
So if you can't get this through A&J Consulting Services, you can make
get
a tax-deductible donation to Bridge on behalf of those services, and it's a write-off, tax write-off to you.
Right.
So again, if you know somebody who needs to go and can't afford it, you can pay for them or somebody that love you.
It's just like you said, you have something for everybody. And thank you for bringing that to a program such as Community Focus. So family, you know with me, never any goodbyes, girl. Just until next time. And I'm really excited about the upcoming workshop. And to all of our couples who are listening, I really hope they go out and support you on this.
I think
this is going to be a wonderful event taking place on March 7th.
Thank you.
Maybe we can do a follow-up show on that.
Okay.
See how things turn out.
Well, you know, I tell people, even if we're not in your location, if I'm not in your location, location is no problem for me.
That's right.
We can take the show on the road.
There you
or
go.
If you don't have the budget for that, then we have webinars. You know, there's technology we can leverage.
Exactly. So you are very mobile.
Yes.
Andrea, it's always good to see you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And thank you, radio family. It's always good to hear from you. I know many of you listen to our public affairs program, and I know many of you are doing good things in our communities as well. Please keep up the great work, and definitely no goodbyes until that next time when we talk about another great member of our Community Focus family. I appreciate your company. That will wrap up this week in edition of Community Focus. So until that next time, radio family, enjoy your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.